With 44 paintings on display until May 3rd, the National Gallery of Art is introducing Piero di Cosimo to the public.
Piero has never had a major retrospective ever in the United States or Italy, and he's a painter that I've been interested in for many years.
Gretchen Hirschauer is curator of the exhibition. Inspired by di Cosimo's three works in the gallery's permanent collection, she decided it was time to organize an exhibition devoted entirely to his work. It took 7 years of diligent efforts and persistent dealings with museums and art collections in Europe and North America to bring the obscure Italian painter out of the shadows. She's especially proud of a painting on loan from a museum in Florence, which has left its home for the first time since its creation. Hirschauer says the exhibition offers a unique opportunity to discover the best-kept secret of the Renaissance. Despite his large body of work and the beauty of his paintings, Piero di Cosimo remained unknown for most of the past 5 centuries.
It was really his persona. His biographer, Giorgio Vasari, established his reputation in the 16th century as a very eccentric painter, a bizarre painter. He actually called him a wild man. And so I think over the years, Piero has taken on that reputation, which maybe put some people off. Also, the subject matter of his mythologies can be quite arcane. It's sometimes very difficult to figure out exactly what is the story being told here.
For centuries, his body of work has baffled art scholars who have found it hard to authenticate his paintings.
It's more the subject matter that is quite distinct. I think it's very unusual to see someone who is able to depict the serenity and grace of a Madonna and child while at the same time showing animals ripping each other apart, men killing animals. So it's an issue of subject matter, I think.
But in the 21st century, Piero di Cosimo's eccentricity, painting style, and combination of mythologies with deeply religious subjects make the 16th century artist a treat for visitors and scholars alike. Ardita Dunelari, VOA News, Washington.